The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Hey, Vanessa.
Vanessa Gelman, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas.
Vanessa Gelman, who works in Washington, D.C., is Senior Director of Worldwide Research. From Vanessa Gelman.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell lines floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there.
Miss, why did you send emails telling Pfizer employees not to report that you guys were using fetal cell lining, miss? What else are you hiding from the public? Stay. Miss, what else are you hiding from the public? The public needs to know.
Wow, that was close. She barely was able to escape away into the friendly confines of her home. She was asked about the fetal cell lines that they put into the vaccine. And what a perfect illustration of the way that the propagandists and the media and big pharma, government, all of them, it perfectly illustrates what they've all done when it comes to the truth about the vaccine. They run from it. They run from the truth, just like Isaiah 59 says. They cast it to the ground. That justice, I read it yesterday. It's far off. It's far away. Truth and justice. It's a simple question. You tried to cover it up. There was one whistleblower. What do you have to say for yourself? This is her opportunity to answer, to speak for Pfizer, to tell you all the reasons why the drug is perfect. It's not perfect. And so that's why they run for cover. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. I can hardly believe that we're already at the last program of this work week. Friday is upon us. We're certainly grateful that you're joining our growing audience. You can get to this program at our broadcast partner, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3. On that platform gives you the live stream of the audio. And for the live stream of the video, we offer that exclusively at our website, thetrumpet.com. Just go to thetrumpet.com/live, and you can get to the live stream of this show and all of the beautiful pieces we have here on this set. Pretty new set. We've only had it now for 6 or 8 months. So you can get to the live stream every day, as well as the podcast that we post later at thetrumpet.com/live. So the truth, it's just cast to the ground and people run for cover, or they cover it up, or they just tell lies. There's this report from Atlanta, I think. Atlanta Hawks basketball player Brandon Goodwin. And this comes when, of course, the one getting all the headlines is Kyrie Irving, because he won't get the jab. So he's got to be punished. He's got to be punished. He's got to be publicly ridiculed and mocked. They're taking care of that at ESPN and other networks. He's going to lose millions of dollars. He probably has a pretty good court case in his favor, by the way, but we'll see what comes of that. Anyway, he won't get the jab. Meanwhile, you have this basketball player, Brandon Goodwin is his name. He got the jab, and within a month, his blood started to clot. He started to get blood clotting. And then the Atlanta Hawks team told him, you're going to have to skip out on this season. So his whole season is gone because of blood clotting, because of the vaccine. And what did the basketball officials tell him? Hey, you need to keep this quiet. Why? Why wouldn't they keep it quiet about Kyrie Irving and just let him carry on with his business? You don't want the jab? Okay, well, just don't go public with it, or don't make a big deal of it. As it is, the team made a big deal of it. All of these authoritarians, even if it means their team suffers or they lose millions of dollars, doesn't matter. I mean, the movement so strong, you just got to comply. If Joe Biden gives a press release, everybody's got to comply. Goodwin's currently a free agent now that he can't play for the Hawks. He's quoted as saying, and you've got to go to some, you know, pretty extreme far-right websites just to get to this, because they won't cover it in the major media. Quotes him as saying, I was fine up until then, the jab, that is. Up until I took the vaccine, I was fine. So people trying to tell you it's not the vaccine, how do you know? How do you know? It's kind of like that left-wing, that rabid left-wing communist who told the dad, your daughter wasn't raped. How do they know these things? How do they know what the vaccine does to your body? It says here, you don't know. Yes, the vaccine ended my season, 1,000%. That's coming from NBA basketball player Brandon Goodwin. Is anybody listening? Is anybody going to report that? Are they going to run from it? Are they going to run for cover? Well, I mean, we can't report this. This goes right against our narrative, our precious narrative. This is another story. The wife of a fully vaccinated North Palm Beach man who died from COVID pneumonia is urging everyone to not let down your guard, regardless of their vaccination status. I guess not a clear message coming off the fact that her husband died after getting the jab. Now, he was into his 50s or 60s. And we'll talk more about how many deaths there are. Non-COVID related deaths, they're on the increase, as we covered recently with respect to the UK. Similar report comes in from Germany now. What about these thousands of additional deaths that we wouldn't typically have here at the end of the summer or the early fall months? Here's another story. Sean Kuhn, a senior majoring in exercise and sports science at the University of Georgia, died on October 11th after battling COVID-19-based pneumonia for about 6 weeks. Kuhn worked as a certified personal trainer at the UGA Ramsey Student Center and also worked at Chick-fil-A on Atlanta Highway, where he began as a server and quickly rose to team leader. His aim was to become a certified physical therapist. Sharia Brooke Kuhn, Sean Kuhn's older sister, said he was fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated, and he dies from a COVID-19-based pneumonia. So the vaccine didn't protect him from sickness and disease. Did it in fact hurt him? Did it in fact cause the death? Well, what about all of these vaccine-related deaths? I'm not sure if the VAERS website has been updated recently, but last count, it was up over 16,000 at the very least. And then what about all of these so-called non-COVID related deaths that are on the rise here in 2021? But never mind all of this. Run from the truth with respect to these stories. And just say, hey, get the jab or else. Listen to Joe Biden from yesterday. I mean, this is shocking stuff. This is clip 15.
Now, I know parents out there are anxiously waiting for a vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The good news is the FDA and outside experts from the CDC are set to make its determination as to whether the vaccine will be authorized for that age range in the next few weeks. If authorized, we are ready. We have purchased enough vaccines for all children between the ages of 5 and 11 in the United States. And families will be able to sleep easier at night knowing their kids are protected as well.
They already bought it. They already bought the shots for the five-year-olds. The FDA, CDC, they haven't even approved it. But listen, that's not a big problem. I mean, they're working for Biden. In fact, if the FDA says no, Biden has proven himself to just go ahead and do it anyway. The FDA could vote 14-2 against it. And that man right there, the illegitimate president of the United States, he'll go right forward, jabbing your little five-year-olds. He talks there as if parents are lying awake, worried about their five-year-old dying from COVID. They're more inclined to die from the vaccine. That's the truth. That is the truth. But you won't hear it because people that know this, they're like that Pfizer woman. Sprinting, I guess if you can call it that, sprinting for the house. Sprinting for cover. He's already bought all of the jabs for the kids because they're ready. I mean, the FDA, that's just like a rubber stamp at the end of the process. Here's Biden again from yesterday, clip 13.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us. That's why we continue to battle the misinformation that's out there. And companies and communities are setting up their, stepping up as well to combat these, the misinformation. Southwest Airlines, at the head of the pilot, the head of the pilots union and its CEO, dismissed critics who claim vaccination mandates contributed to flight disruptions.
Right, thousands of flights canceled, and I guess it was because of all the bad weather in Florida. So he's citing the Southwest officials that are trying to, I mean, they're trying to stick with the narrative. Everybody's on board with the vaccine mandates. Look, notice what he said there. Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be something that divides us. The fact that we require it, the fact that Southwest requires it, the fact that American Airlines requires it, we don't want that to divide us. So how do you keep everybody together? Force everyone to get it. And then try to counter all the misinformation. He's the chief of misinformation right there. Carrying on with the lie. And he knows it's a lie. The sick out is what caused those flights to be canceled. The evidence is in. But there he is saying, no, that's not what happened. Everybody at Southwest, they love the jab. Parents, they're lying awake at night worried about COVID. They're so thankful that the five-year-old can get the jab now. Better make sure you only give it a third or a half, whatever the portion is, because a full dose, that's too dangerous. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about why not the full dose if it's such a perfect substance. So dangerous. Can you imagine parents just putting this in five-year-old bodies, little bodies? All of these toxins, all of this, well, it's certainly not protecting people from COVID. And that's a nice way of describing it. It's killing others. It's killing other people. Here he is, one last bit from yesterday, clip 14.
Second, we're going to continue protecting the vaccinated. This week, the Food and Drug Administration and the FDA is reviewing data on Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters.
Need more boosters. Notice what he said there at the start. We, the government, are going to continue to protect the vaccinated. So the government needs to protect the vaccinated. That's another way of saying the vaccinated aren't protected from dying. They're not protected from COVID. It's not working, is it? It's not working. And yet for someone to come along and to try to get to just some basic facts about, I mean, at first they said it was flawless. It was perfect. It was going to protect you from ever having to go to the hospital again. And then they just start dialing it back. I saw another montage here recently, just spread out over the past 7-8 months. As they've come out, the experts, the science, remember, it's always evolving. The experts saying, well, maybe the protection's not quite as, it's not quite as sure as we thought initially. Fauci at the start said, hey, for other vaccines, it's typical that the protection rate drops off over time. But it's not that way with this one, because this one's perfect. This one that's making Moderna billions of dollars, Pfizer, same thing, it's perfect. Well, what about what's in it? you know, the fetal tissue and stuff. And she runs! And she runs. Listen to this authoritarian in the Northern Territory in Australia. It's hard to believe, but it is what it is. Clip 17.
So it is simple. If your job includes interacting with members of the public, then you need to get the jab. If you work in hospitality, you need to get the jab. If you work in retail or in a supermarket, you need to get the jab. If you are behind the counter at the bank, if you're a receptionist or positions like that, you need to get the jab. If you are a barber, a hairdresser, a beauty therapist, you need to get the jab. All these workers and many, many more directly interact with members of the public. That means you are frontline workers in our economy. That means you must be vaccinated. Of course, there can be exemptions, but these are extremely narrow and must be backed up with medical evidence. Simply not wanting the vaccine is not a reason. Today, we are also announcing the date from which this mandate comes into effect. From Saturday, the 13th of November, if you have not received at least your first dose of a vaccine, you will not be permitted to attend your workplace in that role, and a failure to comply with the direction is a $5,000
fine. $5,000
fine.
I'm just pulling up a map of Australia here, Northwest or Northern Territory. It's a massive state, virtually no people and no COVID. And yet here's this communist dictator saying, if you want a job, you've got to get the jab. It's important to note, the Northern Territory has had zero COVID deaths, zero. And in 18 months of the pandemic, they've had a total of 216 cases, no deaths, 200 cases of COVID. And there you go. Let's hope and pray that doesn't spread to the more populated states. This is crazy. This is insanity. This is worse than China. There it is in Australia. That's right. Jab or else. Boy, was that Trumpet magazine ahead of its time or what? Jab or else. Here are the authorities. I forget which state this is in Australia. They're confronting a sunbather, even as other people on the beach, I guess, are walking in the background. In any event, I mean, here's the perpetrator and the law enforcement officials in Australia, clip 18.
Okay, do we believe that the public health order is superseding common law? Is
it okay, we're not arguing points of law with you. We're acting on the public health order. You need to be outside for an essential reason. You are in a hot spot zone for the COVID virus. Unfortunately, we must enforce, you've got to be outside for an essential reason. Laying on the beach, just having a sunbathe, it's not an essential reason to be outside.
No, the sun, that's as dangerous as ivermectin, evidently. The sun, vitamin D, you don't want any of that. You can't be out on the beach. So there they are. Of course, if it was a BLM riot last summer, that's okay. That's fine. But the sunbather. New Zealand, they've announced the no jab, no job policy as well. Doctors, others in healthcare, they've got to be vaxxed by December 1st. You heard the official from the Northern Territory. Canada, they've laid down laws restricting travel, air travel. It's all over Ephraim and in certain states in Manasseh as well. And meanwhile, the truth? You get to some of the truth? In the UK, 70% are fully jabbed. So that's, 70%, that's what we heard last year, remember, for herd immunity. 70% fully jabbed, and yet the UK is experiencing the longest case wave of the pandemic. Upwards of 30,000 cases per day for the last 2 or 3 months. Even though they've all been vaccinated. That's in the UK. There's also been a surge in cases in blue states here in the United States. In states where a bigger percentage have gotten the jab. Is the major media going to be covering this? This is from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Minnesota on Tuesday reported a COVID-19 test positivity rate of 8.3%. That's the highest in the vaccine era, and a level of hospitalizations that hasn't been seen since the first shots against the coronavirus were administered in mid-December. It says more than 75% of eligible Minnesotans, 12 and older, have received COVID-19 vaccine since the first doses were provided December 14 and 15. 75%, so most people have gotten the jab, and yet they're seeing the highest rate of COVID since the vaccine era. That would go back to mid-December. The top five states over the last 14 days with the fastest or the fastest increasing COVID rates: Minnesota, as I just read about, Colorado, Michigan, New Mexico, and New Hampshire. Florida, on the other hand, they love to pick on Governor DeSantis in Florida. Florida has seen, they have no mandates, mask, vaccine, or otherwise. They've seen a 50% decrease over the last 2 weeks. A 50% decrease. Life moves on in Florida. Someone who just moved here to Oklahoma, you might have heard Governor Stitt's statement yesterday. I mean, he's vaccinated. A lot of Oklahoma's vaccinated. But he says there can't be forced. I mean, you've got to decide. You've got to choose. But anyway, the individual who moved here just this week, she commented to my wife just how much freedom there is here compared to Canada. The fact that you can just go to the store and not have people badgering you. Harvard study. This is from Harvard. It says, at the country level, there appears to be no discernible relationship between percentage of population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases in the last 7 days. In fact, the trend line suggests a marginally positive association such that countries with higher percentage of population fully vaccinated have higher COVID-19 cases per 1 million people. The more vaccinated you are, look at the surge in Israel. Look at the surge in the UK, as I just mentioned. The higher the rates of vaccinations, the more COVID there is. Hello? Are we listening? Is it time for me to whisper? Maybe I can get the message through a little bit clearer then. They run from this truth. They're just like that woman who represents Pfizer, or at least she's supposed to represent Pfizer. She runs. She runs away. This is from Alex Berenson's site. On Germany, says Germany, Europe's most populous nation, add Germany to the countries seeing unusually high all-cause mortality that's not COVID-related. So they're experiencing a surge in just deaths in general. How could this be? What's causing it? Does anyone care? Is anyone listening? Says here, in September, Germany reported almost 78,000 deaths, more than 10% higher than the expected figure, German government demographers said earlier this week. The 7,200 extra deaths are equal to about 30,000 additional monthly deaths in the United States. The demographers noted that the rise was not caused by a sharp increase in COVID deaths. Fewer than 1,500 people died of COVID in Germany in September. It says daily COVID deaths were very low in Germany in July and August and the first half of September. Like other European countries, Germany began mass COVID vaccinations relatively late compared to Britain and the United States. Only 8% of Germans were fully vaccinated as of May 1st. Thus, Germany trailed the UK and US in entering the happy vaccine valley, the short period following the second vaccine dose, when vaccinated people have peak protection against infection and transmission. But now vaccine protection is fading in Germany, just as it did months ago in Britain. Yesterday, Germany reported 128 COVID deaths, the most in 4 months. The most in 4 months! And what have they been doing in the last 4 months? Getting vaccinated! And so deaths are on the rise. Even deaths that the medical officials are saying, they're not COVID-related at all. A lot of it has to do with heart disease. A lot of it has to do with heart attacks, blood clots. Are we making the connections? Are we connecting the dots? Well, of course not. Just run from this truth. Just run for cover. It says, unlike Britain, Germany does not provide detailed near real-time statistics on the causes of death, so it is possible, it is impossible to know whether cardiac deaths, which have driven much of the recent increase in the UK, have played a similar role in Germany. But the German demographers noted that a similar increase appeared to occur across Europe in early September. I mean, this is a trend line that's it's happening right across Europe. The story this morning from Gateway Pundit, more people have died from the vaccine than the virus in Taiwan. Well, we better hope that Taiwan doesn't get taken over by China, because that'll be the last we'll hear of truth coming out of Taiwan. More people have died in Taiwan of the vaccine than COVID. This is from the NTD news source. It says, in Taiwan, the number of people dying after the COVID-19 vaccination is exceeding the number of deaths from the virus itself. Taiwan's health authorities say that as of Monday, deaths after vaccination reached 865, while deaths from the virus are 845. That's according to Taiwan's health authorities. These are health officials that tell the truth. There's not that many of them. Most of them are like that one from the Northern Territory in Australia. You got to get the jab. Everybody's got to get the jab. If you want to work, you got to get the jab. You just go along. You're just supposed to go along. And any evidence, and there's lots of it pouring in, of people dying, getting sick, paralyzed because of the vaccine, getting a blood clot, having your career ruined, having your legs paralyzed like we covered last week or the week before, just blot that out. Just cover it up. And if the pressure is on, run. Run. Run for cover. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to submit some feedback to our show, you're welcome to email the program, td@thetrumpet.com. That's td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Breathing out, breathing in, more precious than it's ever been. We can't take it for granted. Never in our lifetimes has that fact been clearer, that precious breath of life. It might start to shorten. It might struggle. It might cease. How can it be protected? How can it be prolonged? How can it be saved? And what is the purpose anyway? What is the purpose of human life? What should you use that breath for? Most of us turn to doctors. It's a reflex, but it's becoming more and more clear that the medical industry does not have all the answers. It can be amazingly helpful, but can it actually heal? Is this the place to turn for healing after all? The human body, human breath, human life was designed, powered, preserved. It was created. Who made it? With something so important as your life, you need to know the creator of life. The Plain Truth About Healing by Herbert W. Armstrong will show you from your Bible the answers to the questions even most Christians are afraid to ask. Is the day of miracles past? Does the living God heal sickness? Did God raise up medical science for our day? What is the role of doctors? You can have not only sound health, but a sound mind. Go to thetrumpet.com and search The Plain Truth About Healing by Herbert W. Armstrong. The Trumpet Daily.
I'm telling you, it's clear across the world that this first generation of vaccines is not safe. I'm personally not against vaccines. I just had one last week for the flu. I've had every single vaccine I'm supposed to. I've gone to India. I've gotten extra vaccines. I'm not against vaccines, but these vaccines, multiple experts agree. It's not just me. It's not just you. Multiple experts agree. They're not safe. They are not safe enough in everyone for us to do this.
That's Dr. Peter McCullough. We've played some clips from him in the past, and there he is saying, look, I'm not against vaccines. I get them all the time. But this one, this experimental drug, What upsets him so much is that it hasn't gone through the testing process. It's a gamble. It's a calculated risk. Human beings are being experimented on. Human beings are like little guinea pigs or mice in the laboratory. And if people are disturbed by reports that they're getting from wherever they might come, you go and talk to the authorities, and what do? They run! They run away. They run for cover. Here's clip two.
By itself, it is a deadly protein. It's a deadly protein. It's the first time in human medicine where we are injecting vaccines and we're asking the human body to make a potentially lethal protein. The hope is we'd make a small enough amount of it and it would create just enough of an immune test that we'd form immunity to this deadly protein. The gamble was, what if we make too much? What if we make it for too long a period of time? What if these lipid nanoparticles go to the wrong organs and don't stay in the arm, and we start to produce this lethal protein, this damaging protein that's expressed on cell surfaces?
That's a lot of what ifs that was just rushed onto the world stage from all these big pharmaceutical companies. It's made them billions and billions of dollars. Joe Biden yesterday, he's talking about, hey, it's free. Let me repeat, it's free. It's not free. The government is paying an insane amount of money, even getting shots in advance of the FDA, even approving it. We're ready. We're ready for the five-year-olds as soon as the FDA comes out. What if the FDA says no? It's no problem. Just go ahead. He can decree it. He can make the decree. One more from Peter McCullough, clip three.
This is what we're doing to the human body with these vaccines. It is unprecedented that this is being done. It's also unprecedented that millions of Americans, more than half of us, have volunteered to take the injection without asking too much about how it works.
That's right. And if you do, what do the officials do? They either run for cover or they just say, it doesn't matter, take the jab. How many millions of people are taking the jab without even really looking into it to see if it worked? I guess just take Tony Fauci's word for it? The one who said it was perfect from the start and you're not going to go to the hospital? You're not going to get sick if you get this jab? And now people get sick. It's happening all over the world. And then the mysterious deaths. We can't even take the time to say, wait, hang on a second. Let's look into this in the UK. Let's look into this in Germany. Why are so many more people dying, just in general, than ever before? You would think it would give pause to this lunacy, but it doesn't. They just go faster. They go faster, like the health official from the Northern Territory in Australia. Here's the deadline. You've got deadlines in Northern Territory. You've got deadlines in New Zealand. You've got deadlines in Massachusetts and blue states up north. All these blue states, as I said in the first segment, where the cases of COVID are skyrocketing. Well, we want to move along, finish the week on a very positive and uplifting note, delving into the Word of God. It is a wonderful place to seek refuge from all of the craziness, from all of the deception, the injustices, the disasters. God's word is the foundation of all that we believe and teach. There was an inscription at Ambassador College back when I attended there in the 1980s. It read, the Word of God is the foundation of all knowledge. It's the foundation of all knowledge, God's Word, God's truth. It doesn't contain all knowledge, this wonderful book, but it does contain the foundation of all knowledge. And a foundation is something to build on. A foundation, that puts you on solid ground spiritually. If you don't have the foundation, the whole structure is in danger of just blowing over, crashing to the ground. The moment a big storm hits, Romans 9 and verse 20, Notice this. It says, "Nay, but O man, who are you that replies against God?" Who are you to reply against God? "Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, 'Why have you made me thus?'" Shall the thing, that's all that we are. We're just a thing. We're just a pile of dust. We're clay. Created, Genesis 2:7 says it, nephesh, a living, breathing creature just made from the dust of the ground. And yet, how many things look at God and say, "Hey, how come you made it this way?" Well, they probably don't even do that. They probably just reject him outright. Stay out of our business. We've got our vaccines. We've got our solutions to all the problems that you see in the world today. So confident. Joe Biden sending off all of his 13 experts to this climate change conference. They're going to solve climate change. They're going to change the climate of the earth. They can't unload the ships that are stacking up off the Houston ports and Los Angeles and New York and wherever else. We just got a backlog there. The supply chain, I mean, it's broken down practically. But, oh, we're going to change the climate, they say, they think. Man's track record, what a disaster. It's proof positive that we can't rule ourselves. Verse 21, it says, "Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?" Doesn't God have power over us? We're just the clay. Doesn't he reign supreme? Isn't he our maker? Again, we literally are made out of clay. Paul, as I just read, he picks that up in Romans 9. He's obviously influenced by the prophet Isaiah. You can look on your own time at Isaiah 64. We might go there in just a bit. Let's actually look at Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45 and verse 9. It says here, "Woe unto him that strives with his maker. Woe unto him that strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashions it, What are you making?' Or your work, 'He has no hands.'" I mean, you didn't make the handle right. Does the clay actually do that? Turn around and look at the potter, the maker, and say, "Hey, hang on a second. You're not doing this the right way." God is the master potter. God is the maker. Isaiah 22 brings this out, and it says about the Laodiceans that they've denied their maker. They've rejected their maker to their own shame. Mr. Armstrong said back in 1983, "God has given man a mind to think with. He gives man revealed knowledge in the Bible. Man can take that knowledge and learn to go God's way. That is necessary for the development of character so we can become like God, so we can become the very children of God, so we can be born the children of God. But man has throughout history refused to go that way, except for a very few whom God has called and to whom he has revealed his truth by his Holy Spirit." See, on the whole, man has just rejected God. They've refused to go God's way. They've refused to build on that solid foundation. The Word of God, it's the foundation of all knowledge. Verse 10 here in Isaiah 45, it says, "Woe unto him that says unto his father, 'What begets you?' Or to the woman, 'What have you brought forth?' Woe unto the child who looks at the..." Imagine a little infant or a toddler saying to the father, "What are you doing begetting me?" Or, "Hey, mom, what are you doing bringing me forth?" I mean, that little baby is just born helpless, totally dependent on the parents. And just like the old child rearing booklet says, it's as if those parents are in the position of God almost to that little helpless child. That little infant is dependent on the father and the mother for everything. Jesus said we should become as little children. There's a lesson in that for us. God wants us to be dependent on Him. But as we grow into adulthood physically, the hard-headedness, the stubbornness, the arrogance, the vanity, self-love. Satan, remember, he's the god of this world, and he is the prince of the power of the air. And he's surcharging the air, like Mr. Armstrong said in Mystery of the Ages, with his attitudes of vanity and resentment and strife and anger, lust, and on it goes. You can get to a pretty good listing of those works of the flesh in Galatians 5 and 1 Corinthians 6 and elsewhere. Verse 11 in the Revised Standard Version, it says, "Thus says the Eternal, the Holy One of Israel, and His Maker, will you question me about my children or command me concerning the work of my hands?" God's response, are you seriously going to question me? I mean, look at all around us, as I covered in the first segment. There's hundreds of millions of people that will not question a famous doctor, even if he flip-flops. Even if he goes on Joe Rogan's show, says one thing, and then the very same day, that night, he goes on CNN and says another thing. I mean, these people are like snake oil salesmen. They flop like a fish out of water. And yet people are, they'll just go along and believe everything that they say and not even look into the vaccine. They're not even curious. Well, hang on, I'm putting this into my body. I want to make sure I know what it is. Never mind. Fauci says it's good. And yet, people just go along, whatever some expert in the flesh says. And yet, if God says it, there's always an answer back. There's always a defiant fist. There's always a hard-headed stubbornness. Don't you tell me what to do. If God says it, John 13, Christ said, follow my example in washing feet. Well, of course we're not going to wash feet. We can't do that. God said to do it. There's no way we're doing it. God says, keep these holy days for all eternity. And what does man promptly do? Rejects those very days that God says to keep holy. Of course. Verse 12 says here, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. See, it's similar to what God said to Job there in Job, those last few chapters. Job, of course, he had this horrible self-righteousness problem, and God said to him, where were you, Job? You think you're all high and mighty? You think it's impressive? Do you think I'm impressed by this little pyramid you built? Really? I built the universe. Where were you when I framed the universe? When I established the foundation of this universe? Where were you? I have made the earth and created man upon it. And yet look at how quickly man rejects their God. Verse 13, I have raised him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways, speaking of man. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives. It says, not for price nor reward, saith the Eternal of hosts. See, God will direct all of our ways if we'll let him. He did create us to be free moral agents. We do have to choose. We do have to accept his instruction, his teaching. We do have to tremble before his word, Isaiah 66:2. We have to be contrite. God looks to this man. If he's humble and contrite and he trembles at his word, well, then God's going to do some miraculous things through that individual. Down in verse 18, it says, "For thus says the Eternal that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Eternal, and there is none else." See, God created the heavens, plural. He created the universe. And what did he create it for? It says in this same verse, he formed it to be inhabited. It's just like I read to you the other day from Revelation 21 and 22. I mean, if you overcome and conquer, God says, I'll give you all things. Hebrews 2, Psalm 8. Will you believe the Bible? Will you just humbly and in the fear of God, just believe what God says and believe the simplicity of it all? Most people won't. Most people don't. Most people can't. They just can't bring themselves to it. They've got to go their own way. God says, look, I didn't make all this around you in vain. There's a purpose for it all. And we factor into that purpose. Human beings made in the image and the likeness of God. Verse 22 says, look unto me and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue, it says, shall swear. I mean, God, he's serious about following through on this divine purpose and plan. He says, I swear by myself. I said it. I'm going to bring it to pass. It's going to happen. Every knee is going to bow to me. At some point, why not bow down and submit to God now and receive all of these glorious blessings and such prestigious honor right up on the bride level of marrying Jesus Christ? Why do we have to be so hard-headed and stubborn? Why do we have to be so resistant to God's truth? Like hard clay that the master potter is trying to shape. It's a lot easier, isn't it, when it's soft and pliable, when it's moist and malleable. God can shape it into a God being. Let us reproduce ourselves. Can you believe it? Can you accept that truth? Will you submit to that purpose? Will you let God have his way in your life? It says in the old correspondence course, few people seem to know that the Bible is actually the Maker's instruction book. Most people don't know this. They don't know that the Bible here is an instruction manual. It's a how-to manual. People in the Sunday churches, they don't see the Bible that way. It's an instruction book to the mankind God designed, created, and made. It's the guidebook instructing us how to live, how to use this most wonderful mechanism ever produced to secure the intended results of happiness, joy, peace, security, freedom from fears and worries, good, vibrant, energetic health, even energetic health. Health, well, you don't have to worry about every little sickness or virus that might be circulating around because you're abiding by God's health laws. And if our physical lives are maybe cut a year or two short because we're advancing in age or whatever the reason, whatever the cause, if our hearts are set on the birth, our spiritual birth into God's family, that's not very far ahead of us. That's just around the corner. What did Paul say? If in this life only we have hope, we're going to end up miserable. It's the next life that we really want to have hope in. It's our future in the family of God. It's eternity in the God kingdom. To inhabit eternity. To inhabit the universe. Vibrant, energetic health, perfection of righteousness, righteous spiritual character, I should say, and finally, eternal life in the kingdom of God. It says, yet almost no one uses this very word of God for its intended purpose. They don't use it as an instruction manual. They don't see it as a how-to guide. George Washington, he said, the Constitution of the United States, that's our guide. I'm never going to veer away from that guide. Well, you look at what happens when an entire country does do that. It turns into a free-for-all. It's anarchy. You don't have that. If you don't have that foundational guidebook, in the case of the United States, it's the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. You trash all of those things, and it's every man for himself, just as your Bible says in Judges 21:25. In the church of God, in the family of God, the guidebook, the constitutional law, the foundational premise on which everything is built, that would be the Holy Bible. That would be the instruction manual. Mr. Armstrong says, what do? Most people, ignoring and disregarding the Maker's instruction book, follow like blind and dumb sheep, going to the slaughter, the wrong ways and customs of other people. They absorb and gullibly accept without question the false beliefs of other people. They just go along with the crowd. And when you don't, at least when you're under communist rule, there is intense pressure forcing you to go along. And people just do. They don't even stop to question. They won't even look into a powerful, powerful experimental drug that people are injecting into the human body. Mr. Armstrong says, God says, remember, and people promptly forget. Incredible though it be, here is the world's highest or biggest selling book, the Bible, and yet almost nobody knows that the Bible is the Maker's instruction book, that its purpose is to instruct us in the knowledge of what we are, the purpose of human life, how to live happily and abundantly, and inherit the very glory of Almighty God for eternity. That's what we have in God's Word, is Jesus Christ Himself in print. He came as the Word, or He was the Word. He came in the flesh to declare the Father. We have the ministry of Jesus Christ. We have the life of Jesus Christ in print right here in the form of the Holy Bible. We've got it on our shelf. Don't let it collect dust. Use it. Study it. Study it every day. Accept the fact that God alone is the sole authority for morality, for how to live. He's the authority. His laws, they are to be feared. Fear, you know, he who's contrite and who fears God, who trembles before the word of God. The problem, you see, with this world and with mankind is they don't have any foundation. And so the whole structure is about to come crashing down because there's nothing solid underneath. They've forsaken the ways of the Bible. This is in the Seven Laws of Success. It says, but the Maker has sent an instruction book along with the human mechanism He made. It contains all the real answers. It reveals life's real purpose, the potential destiny of man. That instruction book, as Bruce Barton aptly said, is the book nobody knows. It's the book nobody knows. It says almost no one knows that about 95% of the contents of that book is ignored by the professing Christian clergy. The Christian religion ignores about 95% of it. He says further on, what almost no one realizes is that the ignored 95% of that great volume is the instruction book which the Maker sent along with His product, just as any manufacturer of a material commodity does. So we've got to go through that instruction manual if we're going to be able to know and to understand how to live, how to build a life for God on a solid and firm foundation. That's all we have time for on today's show. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. Don't forget to email the program, td@thetrumpet.com. We thank you for joining us on today's show. Thank you for joining us all week, and we'll see you next week.